Armadoxy for Today, Muron from Armenia to Your Home, a mini-series in celebration of the consecration of the Holy Muron. As we explore the meaning of Muron, its preparation and symbolism, we begin with a scriptural passage to put our purpose for this series, and ultimately the purpose of the Muron, in perspective. It is the first step in understanding this most mystical element that ties us to humanity and to the divine. From the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7, we read, "Then one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, brought an alabaster flask a fragrant oil, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet, and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner.' And Jesus said to him, 'Simon, I have something to say to you.' There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Now tell me, which of them will love him more?' Simon answered and said, 'I suppose the one who forgave more.' And he said to him, 'You have rightly judged.' Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, 'Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.' Then he said to her, 'Your sins are forgiven.' And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, 'Who is this who even forgives sins?' Then he said to the woman, 'Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.'" Today I ask that you meditate on this very revealing passage. More than the similar passage which we read yesterday, this one points to the purpose or the act of anointing, and thus lays the groundwork for the Muron blessing. There is a reason for the Muron blessing that touches our daily life and our relationships with one another. Forgiveness leads to harmony and peace with ourselves, our brothers and sisters, and with the world. By no means is it to be taken lightly. It is the necessary step before we begin to dive deep into the Muron blessing tomorrow. And so, contemplate these thoughts.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.